Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Greetings from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, and welcome again all good students throughout Solomon Islands to the 6th Junior Secondary School Homeschool Radio Session. For this session, you will have four teachers. So with you here in the studios, we have
Adrian Dorovia,
John Keller,
Georgina Peter,
and myself, VC Chupo. Good students who are listening out there, please get your paper and pen ready before we will take you through in this session. Firstly, I will call upon Teacher Gina to go through the introduction for this session.
Thank you, VC. For today's session, we shall continue with our topic, Growing Food for Health, Self-Reliance and Food Security. Remember, students, we have been doing the same topic in the last three sessions, and our focus was on the food making process in plants, which is called photosynthesis. Do you remember the equation of the food making process in plants? The equation we talked about involves inputs into the process and outputs. The inputs involved water and carbon dioxide, and this produces glucose and oxygen. These four elements are included in the equation of the photosynthesis process. You will learn more about this in your science lessons. But remember, yeah, the equation is water plus carbon dioxide, yeah, is equal to glucose and oxygen. Okay, can you imagine that plants are continually involved in this food-making process? It's amazing, isn't it? But that's the reality. Plants engage in a continuous food-making process every day from sunrise to sunset. And so this is something that we should be reflective about. Think about what plants are doing for our lives. And so I would ask two questions today on what lessons students might have learned or you might have learned. I'm going to ask Adrian. Can you give us two lessons, Adrian?
Right. Thank you, Teacher Gina. We learned a lot of lessons, especially during the previous sessions. Firstly, looking at the word photosynthesis itself, it has two components. One is photo. The second part is synthesis, where meaning photo means light. This is the light from the sunlight. And synthesis, a minim, make. So there we have the definition captured well in its definition, where I'm saying photosynthesis is the food making process by plants. That's the first thing that it's the first lesson that you may learn. And then looking at the what actually happened inside the plants, the process you may not look him, but then there is a natural process that them happen inside the plants. And then you can tell the truth about the process them happen, whereby me looking trees or plants them grow, producing fruits that he may enjoy them today, and then them giving away oxygen that he may enjoy them lives, blame me, for he may breathe him fresh air. I think those are two that me like for sharing. There are a lot, but I'd like to stop here for answering the question.
Thank you very much. That's interesting. Photosynthesis. Photo means light, synthesis means make. Yeah, that describes what plants are doing every day for us. They're making food continuously for our life. And not only that, they're also producing the air that we breathe, which is called oxygen. John and VC, can you think about answers to the next question? Why do you think it is important? Why are we emphasizing photosynthesis in these lessons?
Thank you, Teacher Gina. I think It takes our focus back to the reality and to become appreciative of plants' contribution to our lives in this food-making process of photosynthesis. So this helps us to feed from the process of photosynthesis of plants, hemiproducing food, and in human beings, human depend law, this food produced from photosynthesis for himisabe kakai and himisabe waka strong, stop strong, healthy, and all same. And also, hemi helping me with the production of oxygen. Plants hemi helping me for the production of oxygen, where yumi human beings, yumi depend on him for breathing in order for yumi live.
Thank you. That's important, isn't it? The next time you step on your garden, the reality is food is being processed by the plants. And that helps you to say, oh, thank you, plants. You become appreciative, you become grateful and thankful, even to God, that the photosynthesis process can be able to produce that food in silence. And also giving out the oxygen that we breathe. It makes you to be thankful. Eh? The more you know about photosynthesis, the more appreciative you become. Visi, you can also share what you have.
Yes, thank you, Gina. I think it is important also to me to understand the process of photosynthesis in plants, because it helps me to become more aware or mindful of the steps that should involved in growing foods. The steps are, we must choose or select the best sites to grow our food, and this include good fertile soil. The site must have access to water, and also there might some sort of direct heat from the sun too. Secondly, we must also be mindful of the food we choose to consume. And we have foods grown in the garden and also foods from the shops. But the best food are the foods that grown in the garden. I'll call upon our expert in science subject, teacher John Keller, to elaborate further on the second point that I raised. Thank you.
Thank you, Visi. The homegrown food. Why homegrown food is better than food like the shops? I think photosynthesis is now responsible for this homegrown food. And it is simply a natural process of the plants, where the sun's energy is being converted into sugar. And the sugar, man, hemi barava pure, no anything hem added lamb. So it's natural, pure, and healthy compared to the food where stuck additives and stuck preservative and no same lot of shops, yeah. Hem no mas good for health, blame me. So homegrown food, where you may produce from this natural process of photosynthesis, is always the best.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Homegrown food is the best. Can you give examples of homegrown foods? I really do think that the best examples are in the market. Potatoes, taro, yam, panna, bananas, and you name them. Okay? Imagine a potato plant. Yeah? Same potato plant, yeah, is grown on two different soils. I'm giving you two scenarios here. Two different soil types. Okay, on one soil type, one the potato plants come out. It grows very healthy. Yeah, you can see the thick green, wide leaves coming out. The potato plants, okay, grow very healthy. Okay, another, the potato plants come out with narrower and paler leaves. Yeah, leaf them small. And have no green tomas, yeah? Narrower and paler leaves. The question is, in which case would you consider photosynthesis to be taking place more effectively? In which of these scenarios? We said that photosynthesis would take place more effectively in a plant that has greener, thicker leaves. We can say that is where photosynthesis is going to take place more effectively. And in the scenario number two, where plants come out thinner and paler and narrower leaves, you would say that photosynthesis wouldn't take place more effectively. Okay, and so is there something that makes that difference? The question is, what is a factor in the environment? What is the condition in the environment that can make plants grow healthy? That can make the greener, wider leaves? The answer lies in soil. Okay? The rate of plant growth and the rate of photosynthesis, yeah? How much, how healthy plants grow, and how fast, how effectively the process of photosynthesis takes place, can be affected by the type of soil we select for our food gardens, or the farms, the soup gardens, whatever that you have. And so, to elaborate on soil, to go back to the topic last week, I invite John Keller to lead us through. Okay? That soil is a very important factor in the environment that can affect the growth and the rate of photosynthesis in plants. Thank you, John.
I think teacher Sonia introduced you to a number of points about soil last week, and Georgina just reiterated now that the rate of plant growth and the rate of photosynthesis can be affected by the soil type, the type of soil, whether the soil is fertile, what minerals are contained within that soil. So selecting the type of soil for our food gardens is very, very important. So a number of factors which our teacher Sonia introduced to last week was, you went over defining what soil was. You talked about soil formation, the process which involves how soil was formed, how important soil was, and some of the properties which we need to know, which we need to appreciate about soil, which contribute to how plants grow well. Whether plants grow well in the soil or not depends on the type of soil. So last week we talked about soil. What did we say soil was then? Soil is simply the loose upper layer of the earth's surface where these plants normally grow. So soil consists of a mix of organic material. This organic material simply refers to the decaying plants and animals, which when they die, they rot and they break down, and then they simply end up and form the soil. And together with broken bits, there are broken bits of rocks and minerals. So these ones, when they break down, they form soil. So the process whereby rocks and minerals are broken down to form soil is simply referred to as the process of weathering. Soil formation. What did we say how soil was formed? What did we say last week? We said that soil is formed over a long period of time by a number of factors. And this process simply can take up 1,000 years, even more, for just an inch of soil to be formed. So besides time, other factors that help soil to form include the living organisms. One, living organisms. These includes organisms such as plants. Plants, fungi, plants and animals, fungi and bacteria. These living organisms, when they die, they rot, and then they form part of the soil. The topography, or simply the relief and the slope, the angle where the materials are broken down to form the soil, simply contributes to also what type of soil we have. Climate is also another factor which contributes to the type of soil we have. Climate and weather. And the last but not the least, you talked about last week that the parent material simply refers to the minerals and the rocks that contain in the rock, and when they are broken down, when they disintegrate, they form our soil. Right. Why is soil important? You also talked about last week that soil, as you may think of it, is simply just dead. But no, you just know now that soil is the place where plants live. So some important facts about soil is that many plants need soil to grow. Plants use soil not only for taking in nutrients from the roots, but also to anchor themselves, to hold them into the ground with their roots. Another important fact about soil is simply the atmosphere. Soil impacts our atmosphere, releasing gases such as carbon dioxide into the air. So without plants, we will have a lot of carbon dioxide into the air. So if we have enough plants to take in this carbon dioxide from the process of photosynthesis, it simply balances the rate of carbon dioxide release into the air. So carbon dioxide is simply a raw material in the process of photosynthesis. So the more plants we have, the more these plants will make use of this carbon dioxide to produce food and oxygen. Another important fact about soil is that many animals, fungi and bacteria, rely on soil, the upper layer of the soil, as a place to live. You also talked about last week that soil plays an important role in the cycling of nutrients such as carbon and nitrogen. So you will study more about the carbon and nitrogen cycle in year 10. So year 9, look forward to this. As you go into year 10, you will study more about this carbon cycle and the nitrogen cycle in year 10. Another important fact about soil is that it helps to filter. It helps to filter our water to be clean, so that we have clean water at the end. Good. Some other interesting facts about soil is that in a teaspoon of good soil, there will typically be several hundred million of bacteria in a teaspoon of soil. And the average acre of good cropland will be home to over 1 million earthworms. So those are two additional facts about soil that I would like you to remember. And not only that, students, we must always remember that soil is important. Selecting of the soil type is important. So if we want our plants to grow well, we must select the right and the good type of soil. So soil, if we overfarm soil, we can remove so much of its nutrients and organic matter that plants will need to be able to grow well and grow healthy. So right, students, in summing up, we talked about what soil was. Yes, and also we talked about how soil was formed. We went on to talk about some important facts about soil again and what we said about soil was. I'd like to leave you with a take-home activity as a sum up of this lesson for next week. I have four questions for your take-home activity. One, I'd like you to write down the chemical equation for photosynthesis and balance it. Form 3 students, I'd like you to have a try on this. Write down the chemical equation for photosynthesis and balance the equation. Question 2, what is the meaning of the term weathering? What is the meaning of the term weathering? Question 3. Yeah, in case anyone there who does not remember the spelling for weathering, weathering spells W-E-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-G. Weathering. W-E-A-T-H-E-R-I, weathering. Question 2 reads, write down, what is the meaning of the term weathering? What is the meaning of the term weathering? Third question is, name the four different soil types. Name the four different soil types. We didn't talk about that, but I'd like you to do your research and use your agriculture notes to write down the four different soil types. And question number four, write down some important facts about soil that you have learned. Write down some important facts about soil that you have learned and discuss this with your friend. And discuss this with your friend. Write down some important facts about soil that you have learned and discuss this with your friend. So these are the four questions I'd like you to take as your take-home activity. And we'll go over this in our next lesson next week and even leading on from the importance of soil, selecting of soil, the type of soil that we need to select in order to grow good plants for our health and self-reliance.
Thank you, John. The importance of soil for food growth and for the activation of the food-making process and for good health from the food we get from photosynthesis makes us to be reminded about the importance of selecting good farmland, good garden spots or spaces in our bush, in our forest, in our grass. Yeah? And so, would you like to think about that, students? The three steps we have continually reminded you about in food growing, yeah, or gardening, involves the selection of the best suitable spot for your gardens, because it all matters. It all matters to the healthy growth of plant and to the food making process, okay, and to the health of the person harvesting a crops, yeah, on the farmland. It's very important to select a good site for your gardening. And not only that, you have to be able to prepare your garden well. Okay? Prepare your garden for planting, and you need to do a good job. You don't just cut, burn, and plant. No, you have to consider the fact that probably the soil needs you to put extra nutrients so that it becomes more fertile, more productive, so that plants can grow healthy and grow good leaves, so that the process of photosynthesis can be activated more effectively. Okay? And that comes with care. Okay? You have to be able to care for your garden. And you were also given the steps to do that in the last lessons. You have to bring home the message, students, now and wherever you are, with the help of your parents, guardians, that what we are teaching you in the last lessons on the importance of photosynthesis, what takes place, yeah, where it takes place, it's very important, because that comes down to the healthy growth of plants and our consumption as consumers or human beings harvesting. Okay, so while on health, we also consider the fact that you will move on and harvest one day what you grow on the plants. When you harvest your potato or your cassava, what do you do next? You take that food to the house and it goes right to the kitchen. That is what's happening every day, and it all matters from step number one to your cooking pot. And so, coming back to English learning for the last 6 minutes, I'm going to reiterate the tips on instructional writing. Yeah? Writing instructions as the way forward to strengthening your knowledge of good health. You have to follow good instructions and make sure you have to be able to translate that set of instructions to a person that you were sharing those ideas with. Last week, we talked about you teaching another person how to grow a healthy food on the garden farms. Today, I'm going to give you an example of one set of instructions that most of us do every day when we go to the kitchen. Okay? I'm going to ask Visi, when you start cooking a meal, yeah, you harvest your cassava and you bring it to the house, what are the things that you consider important before you cook your food? Can you name some of those things, Visi?
Yes, Teacher Gina. I think the things that we should include in the food that we wish to prepare are the ingredients, right? For instance, you might want to put salt in the pot, a bit of sugar maybe, curry powder, black sauce, or even greens.
Good. What Visi is saying is before you follow the set of instructions on cooking, you have to consider things, certain important ingredients. Did you hear what she said? She said ingredients. In home economics, we call them ingredients. And that includes all the things that you need in order to cook a healthy meal. Okay? That is what you learn in home economics. You learn, yeah, to cook food using ingredients. Would you like to tell us a word in home economics to refer to that particular set of instruction when you tell somebody to cook, Adrian?
Is it a recipe?
Very good. Remember, students, last week I hinted at the word recipe. In English, there are so many examples of instructions. We began with very strong imperative language. Yeah? During the COVID-19 period, we learned about strong commands, strong orders, in healthy instructions, in health pamphlets, okay? Do this, don't do that. That's a very strong imperative language that we learn. And then we come to the growing of food. We learn about the steps in how to prepare your garden and how to grow particular vegetables and fruits and food, okay? Today, we are going to give you a set of steps called recipe, yeah? Recipe method. Okay, just listen to that, because last week I asked you to give me an example of a healthy recipe. Okay, you can consult your year 7 and year 8 home economics book to prove this. Recipes are used every day by restaurants, by chefs, by people who cook the food to cook healthy food. And this is on cassava and coconut cake. Yeah, the ingredients that you could use: 2 cups grated cassava, 1 cup grated coconut, 4 dessert spoons sugar. You do not have to write all this down, but in recipes, you need ingredients. And for cassava and coconut cake, cassava and coconut cake recipe, you need, number one, 2 cups grated cassava, cassava that you peel off and get the meat off in your dish. 1 cup grated coconut. Yeah, when you cut open a coconut, you scrape the flesh and you squeeze the milk off. That's what you call a cup grated coconut. 4 dessert spoons sugar. Okay, when you have got those, you follow a set of instructions. In home economics, they call them method. Yes, method. First, number one instruction: mix cassava, coconut, and sugar. Mix cassava, coconut, and sugar, okay? In a basin, you can do that. Number two, wrap or cover, wrap, W-R-A-P, into a flat passel in a soft banana leaf. Bake in a hot stone oven for 1 hour. You get the instructions? On page 12 of the home economics textbook, you can consult that too. Check this out. Number three, when cooked, cut into small pieces and serve. When cooked, cut into small pieces and serve. I repeat the method, instruction steps that you can follow. Number one, mix cassava, coconut, and sugar. Number two, wrap into a flat parcel in a soft banana leaf. Bake in a hot stone oven for 1 hour. And number three instruction or method, when cooked, cut into small pieces and serve. Okay, this is the English sample of a healthy local recipe or local healthy recipe that you could use. Okay, and you can share with others the set of instructions. Whatever that you have chosen, be sure that you have all the verbs, yeah, and all your nouns gathered together to make one complete sentence for your instructions. In other words, methods in home economics. Learners, parents and guardians out there, we thank you very much for your time and listening to the session. In fact, we have come to the end. So before that, I would like to thank my three teachers and colleagues for joining me in the program today. Today, you have learned and you have reinforced your knowledge on soil. Okay, soil as an important condition in which plants grow and a condition that affects the process of photosynthesis. And that's very important to remember. The soil type, the impact it has on the growth of plants and the rate of photosynthesis. Better soil can produce healthy food, and healthy food can produce or help you to live a healthy life. Thank you once again for your listening. We wish you all the very best and God's blessings as you continue your farming and growing food wherever you are for the good of your life and the good of our nation, Solomon Islands. Healthy people, wealthy nation. We wish you the very best. And so from all of us here in the studios, thank you for listening. We'll catch up at the same time next week. And we say bye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.